Hash vayichi vayikra Yaakov el Bonov. Yaakov calls his sons vayoymer he osu vagid lochem es shayikra aschem viachos ayomim he osu vagid lochem gather and I will tell you es shayikra aschem viachos ayomim he kovtsu v'shimu bnei Yaakov v'shimu Yisrael avicha. So Rashi says, as I said before also, V'yagidu lachem, Bikesh legalas es hakeitz. V'nistalka, please somebody stay, because I don't want to be alone. Anyway, V'yagidu lachem, V'yikovs V'yagidu, Shimon was bnei Yaakov, Shimon was bnei Yaakov. Yaakov speaks to his children and he says, get together and I want to tell you about Achzai Yom. And Rashi says, Bikish the Kaal Zakeis v'nistalka mimenu hashchina v'hizchoy mitzvara macheirit. Yaakov gathers his sons together, a very, very, very suspicious moment. He wants to now megala the Ketz. Unbelievable time to hear about this. Unbelievable moment in Jewish history. Yaakov is now going to megala the Ketz. But all of a sudden, it's nistam imenu. It's nistam imenu. Nistam imenu shechina. When this talkah imenu shechina, shechina leaves him. V'hizchoyim et varam achem. He starts to say varam achem. What's going on over here? He wants to megala the Ketz. All of a sudden, shechina leaves him. So he goes to say other things, like, what happened to the original plan? Meikara, my son, what happened? So the Shekhinah went away, so, but still, tell him, January 22nd, 19, whatever, tell him what the case is. No, the Shekhinah left. So you could say, maybe, there was a remez over here, in fact, the Shekhinah left, that maybe he should be Megal the Ketz. That was the Vor, because he wanted Megal the Ketz, and when the Shekhinah leave, the Shekhinah stepped out. But maybe we could be masmerit, Rabbi Yisai. So according to the Pashim Rashi, he started to say other things which were not shayich to what he started. But I once heard a mahalach, I think, and I want to be, I don't know if this is the mahalach, I heard a mahalach in this oipin, but I want to add a vort that's my own, and could be, well, together we're going to come out with something nice over here. Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that Mashiach Sidkeinu Shiyavu B'mheiru V'yameinu. Oh, it's got some response. Yeah. That when Mashiach comes, the Gemara, the Chazal, the Pasuk says Bi'itoi Achishana. There's two ways Mashiach, the Messiah, can come. Bi'itoi and Achishan. This is Zaman. And Achishan, Chazal tell us, and more over there, Be'itoi. And Achishan. Achishan means, Bekol Yom Shiyov, can come any day. It can come any time. Be'itoi, there's a specific time. But, we can bring Mashiach, and we have, there's one of the Ani Mamas that we say, that are the 13 principles of faith, that everybody has to, by the way, person, everybody has to know them. The Rambam says if you believe in any one of the 13 principles, you're a koifer. You're a koifer. My person doesn't want to be a koifer. You're a koifer. You don't believe in any of the 13 principles. Rambam says you're a koifer. And the Chaim always says that even a nebuch koifer is a koifer also. I don't believe it because I don't know them. So start learning them, because these are the main things that every Jew has to know. The 13 principles of faith. The Ani Mamas that people say they have to daven. You have to know the Ani Mamas and believe in them. So one of the Ani Mamas, Ani Mamin, Be'amunah Shleima, Be'vias HaMashiach, Ve'afal Fi, She'yis Mameim, Koze Achaka Lo B'chol Yom She'yava. That I believe that the Mashiach can come any day, because that's Achishan. Achishan and Mashiach can come at any time. There's a time, there's a set time it has to come by. But there's a Be'ito, there's Achishan, that if we do the right thing. B'ikesh Yaakov, the Galus is a Ketz, he was going to tell them the Be'ito. But Nistalki men HaShechina, the Shechina didn't let him tell. So Yaakov Avinu went ahead, and you know what? Enachanami, I'm not going to be able to megala the kates derech v'itoy, but I'll go and be megala the kates. How could be Achishena? And that is the boy said. He went on now to tell each of the shvatim, each of the shiftei kah, different midos, different. We want to learn certain criticism, but wasn't criticism, was to build them up, to find them, meet things that they have to work on, whether the toiv or the mutav, whether the good or for bad, whatever it was, things that they felt that they needed to correct. But I want to add, and this is the word that we're saying, that was the achishena, was that he wasn't stam a new topic. He was in the same line of duty of giving to them the mahalach, how to get to the Ketz Mashiach. So it could be Be'itoi, because the Gaza Ketz, but Achishenah, that if they would take it now, work on themselves and perfect themselves, they could be Zerach the Mashiach Sekein. But I wanted to add to the Vora, Rabbi Zayn. And this could be why Mistakim and Ashkina in the same Oifin, Rabbi Zayn. And that is, because the Gaza Ketz, to be Zerach the Ketz Mashiach, Rabbi Zayn, to be Zerach to that Maila of that was zuicha to the tremendous mile of Mashiach Sikeinu, of the time of Kate's Geula, Rabbi Yisai. At that time, the Baruch Hashem, the Baruch Hashem was going to be a Melech HaKol HaOretz. But in order to get to that Darga, Rabbi Yisai, we need a matzav, as the Pasuk says in Hazinu, Vayhi Bishur Melech, Vazazi Rosh Hashanah, in Joseph Brovin, but he Bishur Melech Bizazik Rosh Yom Yachad Shifti Yisrael. Ein Malchus, the Burnish of Malchus, cannot be accomplished without Yachad Shifti Yisrael. Marshall, the Medrash says, to a boat that's carrying, two boats that are carrying a big palace on it. If the boats are connected, the palace lasts. The boats split, and the palace sinks into the ocean. And that's the same as Shia Hashem. When be Yeshua and Melech, this Asif Rosh Yom, Yachad Shifte Yisrael, when this Asif Rosh Yom, when this Asif, when this Achtus, when this togetherness, when Klai Yisrael, and we talk to say it every Rosh Chodesh of Yisrael, right? We say, Chaveirim Kol Yisrael, what do we say? In the Lashon we say, Rabbi Yisrael? The Lashon we say, Nisho Asin Nisim, Lavi Seinu, Vigalas, and Mi'av, Zechreiris, V'yigal O'Yisrael, V'yigal O'Yisrael, the Yigal Oysano Bekarav, the Kaiser Chaveirim Kol Yisrael, the Tanai, for the Geula. Because what's the Geula? The Geula is the day when the Baruch Shalom is going to be the Melech Kol Haaretz. In order to accomplish by Yibishur and Melech. So the Tanai Chaveirim Kol Yisrael, we can't have it on Chaveirim. Chaveirim Kol Yisrael, we need Chaveirim by side. Not if you call it slot, not that Chaveim also, but Chaveim Kol Yisrael. We need Chaveim of all of Klal Yisrael. I was wondering, looking at the thing, I said they have on the board, and somebody said they have Hatzalah, they have this, poison control, they have Chaveim. I said, well, that's all the Chaveim, they're all just in Lakewood Borough. There's Chaveim everywhere, no? Everybody, Chaveim Kol Yisrael. What's that? This Tafka Chaveim in Borough Park, well, this number Chaveim. There's Chaveim everywhere. You have to, there's one number to call Chaveim. We're all Chaveirim. Chaveirim Kol Yisrael. That group's all, it's a beautiful thing, the conversion. The Maisa. Well, the Maisa is a Murray the Gazal. But the Maisa, we're all Chaveirim. And that's the Tanai for the Gula, Rabbi. It's the Tanai for the Gula, Chaveirim Kol Yisrael. We say every Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi. So we vinch on. The Rosh Chodesh is connected to each Shaver, Rabbi. So Chaveirim Kol Yisrael. Now, so it could be very well be that this is what happened by Yaakov Avinu. There's a new Deher, Rabbi, that came to it. The Yahweh one Pikesh Lagas the case. It could be the case of the way, the case of the Achishan, the case of whatever case it was. The Stadim and the Shechina left because Yaakovino felt that there wasn't that Achdus. So what does he tell them afterwards? He kavtsu, Vashimu b'nei Yaakov, Vashimu Yisrael Avichem. Listen to me now, because there isn't that complete Achdus, and that's where the Shechina was nostalgic. And then he wasn't able to megala, and he was giving them, now the Tanai had to bring it back. The Tanai had to bring it back as he kovtsu, v'shuv b'nei Yisrael b'nei Yaakov, v'shuv al Yisrael aviyam, get together, be misachet, because without that, you were not going to be zeichah, chaveim kol Yisrael, shimu al Yisrael avichem, to be doicha to the Yisrael, the Yeshishim, the Klal Yisrael, everybody has a mokoyim, but everybody's together to create Klal Yisrael. Shimo Yisrael Avicha. And in order to accomplish that matzav of bring geula, we need to. But what's so? What does he go on to tell them? He goes on to tell them each one their nekuda where they have to work on. Reuven, Shimon, Achim, Reuven, Bichoir Yato, Meisho Yishayi Yeses Eis, Pachas Kamayim Al Toisar, Shimon Velevi Achim, Klei Chomas Mecheiroi Seihem, or Apom Ki Oz, and other ones he tells their midah. The Teretz over here, boys, is day that he maybe is telling that the reason why is that the Achlus that we're not perfecting ourselves, we're not working on those meters, those issues, those things that maybe are causing that slight separation amongst the Achim, amongst this Achlus of Klal Yisrael. And what is the bigger prevention of creating the Achlus is meters, boys. The meters. Each one has to perfect his meters. If we don't perfect the meters, we have kinah of the sin of a taiva, of a kavod, all these things, we're not going to be able to misachet. We're not going to be able to misachet. In order to misachet, I have to be samasamech with your chelek also. I have to be happy with your lot. And that's why Yaakov called them together and also made each one hear what each and every one also milas. Because I have to understand your mile, I have to know your mile, I have to accept your mile. And I have to work on my issue and my thing, my chesaret. But in order to misachet, we have to perfect our midos of boisa. And the one thing that stands in the way of misachtos, the one thing that stands in the way of connecting, of relationships, is midos of boisa. Is midos. Midos roi is the midos that we have when we create those midos, and our talents to perfect those midos. But that's what stands in the way of every typical problem in relationships of boisa. And in order for Klal Yisrael to become one, Rabbi Yisrael, Kish Echad, Leiv Echad, we have to perfect our midos. We have to get the Kaas and the Sinna and the Taif and the Kovet, all the midos that get us going in a certain way. The issues we'll call them today's terminology that get us going in a certain way, that turn us in a certain way, and that turns a certain way prevents us being misach with somebody else because we have things that we have to work on. This was Yaakov was giving to them. BK Shagaz Zakeitz. The case Mashiach, whatever, according to this Pshat, it could be either way the case. And he saw the Shekhinah was Mistah. Why would the Shekhinah Mistah? Because it's not Achdus. The Shekhinah, when there's Asar and Peh people together, the Shekhinah comes down. And here with the Shiftei Kol, it must be there's a Asar and the Achdus. So Yaakov goes and tells him, I'll give you the antidote, I'll give you the message that can make this Achdus, the tremendous Achdus that create Kates Mashiach, Rabbi Yisrael. And this we have to realize, Rabbi Yisrael, and this is the one big problem that I see wherever I go, Rabbi Yisrael. We deal with Shalom Bias issues, all these things, Rabbi Yisrael. Everybody talks about it, but I see it here and there. The one thing, Rabbi Yisrael, in relationships, in Bein Olach HaVeiroi, in what's it called, in Shalom Bias, Rabbi Yisrael. People want to have Shalom Bayit. I want to have a beautiful marriage, baby. I can't wait. Bliss. I want bliss. Not blisters from rubbing, from having to clean up after everything spilled. I want bliss. I want to ride out there. I want it to be just so beautiful, my marriage, about that. But if I were telling you it right now, I guarantee that if you don't work on your midos, it's not going to work, Rabbi Yisrael. You're not going to have, that's for sure I wish anybody, it's not going to be easy. Let's put it that way. If you don't work on your midos, marriage and getting married and being involved in any relationship with a friend, with anybody, can only exist and last and have any kium if a person works on his own midos. Not telling the other person what to work on. Yeah, I think you need to work on. That's a famous question. He says to the husband, I think my wife needs to work on. Let your wife worry what she needs to work on. You have to worry what you want to work on. Yeah, well, I'm the best husband. What do you mean? I'm the best husband. And when your wife tells me you're the best husband, then you're the best. If you tell me you're the best husband, it doesn't mean anything. And we have to hear from your wife. When your wife praises how good a husband you are, you're saying you're a good husband. That's how you see it. She doesn't see it that way. And you saw it of everything of us is midas. A person doesn't want to break his midas. He has kas, he has taiva, he has anger, he has issues with COVID. And his wife says something, pick up your socks. Me, pick up my socks? What do you mean? I don't lower myself to pick up my socks.
Me, I have to wash the dishes. Me, wash the dishes. A guy once came to the Scheinberg's house, and he was in America. He came to the house, he knocked on the door. He sees Rav Scheinberg in the front of the far. It looked like he had an apron on. It was one of the Pesach already, a Chashiv Yid, and Mashkiv is a Mashkiv. He wrote Sfarim already. He sees him with an apron, like one of these nice, like women's aprons. He sees him by the sink over here. He comes to the Shiva and says, yes. She was like, yes, Rav Scheinberg, what are you doing? Well, my wife's not feeling so well. I'm washing the dishes. The Maisa, he noticed on the window over there, so was also a safe for Mr. Brewer, or some type of safe was burning the whole time. So the Maisa, that was time the guys of the Shiva, that, you know, every second, even when he's washing the dishes. The Maisa, after the Rebbetzin said, maybe you better not wash the dishes, because the Mr. Brewer, I don't know how clean the dishes came. But anyway, but the Maisa, some of Shul Tavar, he was sitting there washing the dishes, when his Rebbetzin's not feeling well. To be going for the rabbis and he washed me, wash the dishes, that's one thing I will not do. I will not diaper a baby. You will never get my hands soiled with my baby. It's your baby. You had him, clean him. But anyway, Sovishal Dava, he will not get it. I will not get my hands dirty with my baby. My wife, she's sick with 105 fever. I have a principle. Kids screaming away. I have principle. My principle is I don't get soiled from my baby's diaper. And his wife has to roll and rub out of bed sick, like, you know, I don't know, but he has principle. And so if she'll double it, but he said, the meatless voice, that's what ruined everything. It's the, right, like Rav Shambi used to say, they used to come to me in marriage issues, people used to come to me all the time, or marriage problems, we don't see eye to eye. Rav Shambi used to say, that's the problem, you're looking only with one eye. You don't see eye to eye. You have to look with two eyes. You have to understand the person. But there's another kind. You don't see eye to eye. The eye with the big capital I. We don't see eye to eye because it's all about the eye. It's all about yourself. The person has to learn how to be machmir, how to work on his mind. Midas hakovu, midas hagaiva, midas hakas, Rabbi said. How many people get angry, so angry, and they can ruin their marriage, Rabbi said. Don't work on their anger. They can't, like we said, that oral advocacy, this is what's preventing the relationship. A person doesn't work on anger, but it's like Hashem Yerachah's relationship. He gets angry, and his wife is very sensitive. Women are brought to tears very easily, and he gets into an anger spell. And Hashem Yerachah, Rabbi said, what he could do was say, Rabbi said. And women don't forget. They don't forget so easily. So even if you buy that box of candy and try to make up, they're going to remember it for years. Because women are very sensitive, they remember it. But he's busy with his anger issue. He never took care of it. The guy one time left his sock near his bed. He went to a tantrum. The whole room, Mamash, was Hiroshima afterwards. Threw down closets because it was a sock near his bed. And he, you know, Mamash, he went crazy because he has terrible anger issues. Well, I have anger issues. So deal with it. Do something about it. He can tell everybody, well, I have anger issues. So take care of it. Everybody's born a certain way. People are born guy with condition. Those are your issues. Those are your midos. Those are the things that Hashem gave you. You have to correct. You have to work on it. But especially a person, when a person wants to get into a relationship, everybody said, all relationship issues. I deal with so many. They're all about midos. Everybody said, no one wants to move out there. No one wants to learn how to give in. Why? Because it's a matter of covet. I should give in. I should give in to my wife. Well, she gave in to you every time. Yeah, but Lamaisa, I'm the king of my castle. I should give in. I should eat supper a few minutes later. When I come home, I want steaming hot. I want to clear my sinuses. That's how hot it should be. Piping hot. It's not hot. Oh boy, is she going to get it. Steaming hot. No more sinus problems. Piping hot. I want it my way. It has to be my way. And Sefer Shaldova, Hashem Yerachem. So even if he goes through the marriage, he's an abuser, and he's a mamish Hashem Yerachem, when he's waiting for him, when he gets up, he, oh boy, he'll have hot, piping hot up there. No problem, it'll be piping hot. The way you loved it when you were down here. Piping hot. He abused and caused pain to others, even in the dormitory, people caused pain to others because it's the same thing. It's all about me. I have to get something in the middle of the night. I'll wake up my roommates. Who cares? Who gives? Guys sleeping. So what? I need Now, you know, I had him go into the closet and find my boy's thing. He's banging doors. What does he have to find? He has his bobby pin for his nanach kippah. Doesn't fit on so well. What are you making so much noise? It's 3 in the morning. He wakes up all this thing. I got to find the bobby pin. Bobby pin at 3 in the morning. We're trying to sleep here. Yeah, but I can't sleep. I can't sleep without my bobby pin. His bagging closets. Anybody see it? Flashlights. He puts in, he brings in those big, what's it called? Engine, fire engine, comes, goes into the room. We gotta find the bobby pin! The same guy is gonna wake up his wife in the morning, looking for this, I can't find, what's wrong? Well, I need something very important, what? I gotta get a quarter if it gets stuck up. You just woke me up, I didn't sleep all night with the baby. Yeah, but, you know, mitzvah, stuck up. Stuck up. That's what he is, not stuck up, stuck up. You know that stuck up. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. But it's all about the focus only on himself. And the whole way, he cups to Kleiso is to take off the focus of himself. Focus on the Vienna, Rabbi. Focus on him. Focus on somebody else, Rabbi. Get your focus off yourself. Work on your meters. Learn to be revived. Learn to care. Learn to think about somebody else, Rabbi. This is what a person has to perfect. He wants to have a proper relationship. He cups to. And this is what's preventing. We went to everybody, Mashiach, we'll sing Mashiach, we want Mashiach. Everybody's talking about Mashiach, but are we working towards it? The Tanai for Mashiach is Chaveirim Kol Yisrael. That's the Tanai. We got to learn how to be Achdus. You can't, how we have Mashiach in a coming? Can we go down to the dining room? You can't sit for 5 minutes together. This guy's passing there, but you know, he knocks him over. Let's get a meatball. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize that was your forehead. I was just going for a meatball. And they can't get along. They're fighting like cats and dogs in the dining room or wherever it is. A boy said. So how come Mashiach come? A boy said. You have to understand that if we want Mashiach to come, it's our duty to work on ourselves, perfect ourselves, to work on the meters. He comes to. Everybody has to think to himself how I can work on my meters and learn to be a chaveirim kol Yisrael, to be part of Klal Yisrael, to have my chelek, to be my special, unique person, but able to fit in, understand, and honor that guy for who he is, Rabbi Yisrael. And no greater place is than the house, Rabbi Yisrael, when a person comes home, how to learn and show respect for the wife, Rabbi Yisrael, to be a respectful person to his wife, Rabbi Yisrael. There's where the Shechina, Ish V'Ish, Shechina Shruya, the Shechina can be Shruya, the Shechina is nostalgic, right? Ish V'Sochon, Shechina is Shruya, and Eloi Zoch is Eish, Shoich Lason. The Eish is Shoich Lason, the Shechina leaves. The person can have a matzah of Shechina, but you know what Brochen is to the house? And he can misalik the Shechina from the house. Like he treats his wife like he treats his chavrusa. What are you saying? You know what you're talking about? Just serve the food already. Thank you. I don't know what that was. Some type of expression of the, you know, Morse code. Figure what that greps was. He just acts like an animal, Rabbi Yisrael. And it's because he never worked on it. His whole life he lived for himself. And he lived for only what he cared about himself. Rabbi Yisrael, this now is the time. Now is the time as a bacha. Now is the time as a younger man, young years, to work on it, Rabbi Yisrael. Work on the relationship, create the perfect relationship. Rabbi Yisrael, you don't understand. Shechina is in the shtub. You can have Shechina. The Rosh Hashanah once came home. And we said this, he came home and he's standing because he understood what it was. He lived this life. He came home to the house. He was wiping his. Fixing his jacket, grabbing his hat. He's going into the house. This Talmud asks, wherever you're going in, you're not leaving the house. What are you talking about? Going to greet the Shechina. He wasn't joking. He was serious. He understood that. Every time you step through the threshold, you're saying you're going to greet the Shechina. People all excited. I'm not putting it down. Shabbos. Friday night, you come home to the Tish. Shalom Aleichem. That's a different Shabbos. Sorry, I got mixed up. But you come home to the Shabbos Tish. That's all said. So Kedusha. The Shechina. The Lish Shabbos Kedush. Come home on a Tuesday evening. And you came home and you were proper. You were good to your wife. You showed respect. But say Tuesday evening. It's not even any Jewish holiday. It's not even Tu B'Shvat. There's no Jewish holiday. It's Tuesday evening in the middle of Teves. Or Mar Cheshvan. No how Jewish holidays this month. It's not the Sabbath and the Shabbos Queen. It's just you and Mary. It's just you and your wife there at the table, Rabbi Yisrael. And the Shechin is there, Rabbi Yisrael. The Shechin is there. What were we Zoicha? It must be Kabbalistic. Things we did. It must be, I don't know, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, at least Hanukkah. Zois Hanukkah. No! Mar Cheshvan! No holiday season! And the Shechin is there, Rabbi Yisrael. The Shechin is present. What do we do to deserve this? Ish v'isha t'akmar soyti yitzayim. Ish v'isha zocha. Shechina shruya b'neya, Rabbi Yisrael. The Shechin is there. I'm looking for bracha. I'm going today on a doylem trip. I need brachas. I need bracha. We're going in the morning. We're going to B'nai Brak. And we're going to Reb Chaim. Then we're going to Reb Shimon Galai. And then we're going to head out to Reb Gerish and Eilushtin. And then we're going to the Beis HaTforis. The Chazen. Not making Chazen Shalom. It's a beautiful Zara, Rabbi Yisrael. But the Maisa, you can get a bracha every night, Rabbi Yisrael, over the meatballs and the spaghetti. And I'm not talking the brachas mezonos you make on the spaghetti. You get a bracha from the Shechina over the meatballs and spaghetti. You know how? I said, dear, thank you so much. You were so considerate. Spent so much time making the sauce and the meatballs and the spaghetti. And then you worked on the thing. Ah, what a beautiful thing. I so much appreciate it. His wife has an unreal feeling. You know, at that moment, what he's saying? Get a bracha from yourself. The Shechina. Shri Minayim.